Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the month that the Lord triumphed. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the year that the Lord may appear. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for one more day to praise you. One more day to serve you, one more day to live, one more day to give, one more day to laugh, one more day to share, one more day to hug and embrace, one more day to pray, one more day to fast, one more day, Father God, working in your kingdom, doing the will of the Lord. Thank you for one more day. And this is your day, Father God, and you have shared it with us, and for this we are grateful. Thank you for one more day. And Father God, as we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the sharing. God, in all things, we give you thanks. In all things, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We ask your blessings upon all of our listening audience, Father God, our presenters, Father God, everybody, Lottie Dottie and everybody, Father. This is our prayer on today. So we bless you, we magnify you, and we say thank you, Jesus. We commit this service into your hands, Father. And we, hallelujah, pray, hallelujah, that our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, and bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is indeed a day, another day, that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, oh so greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Hallelujah. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We indeed welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Glory be to God. First time, second time, third time, every time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. And hallelujah. Just so glad to have you. Amen. We see, amen, that our listening audience in the foreign countries is increasing. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for trusting us to bring you a word of encouragement, a word of hope, a word of faith, for faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. And we are guaranteeing you, amen, that the meal is going to be delicious. Amen. Because it's coming straight from heaven. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. This morning, amen, our minister Joanne Thurman, we call her Joannis, amen. Glory be to God. Glory, we want to thank God. So proud of this woman. Amen, an author. It's one thing how you can talk about what you're going to do, amen, in one particular month, and then as time goes on, you see it done. It's just amazing how faith works. It's just amazing, you know, how you can really, really hold in your hand what you hold in your head and what you hold in your heart. It's just, God, it just tickles me, amen, how we make that happen, amen, with God's help. And then God makes it happen with our help. Amen. So we work in partnership with him. And it's just a beautiful thing. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. With her gift of poetry, her gift of creativity. Glory be to God, a prayer warrior, a singer, a mother, a grandmother, a servant. And we can go on and on and on. Amen. Introducing her and all of the wonderful qualities and the gifts that God has given unto her. Amen. So she's going to come this morning. Amen. She is prepared. And whatever she is prepared, amen, we're going to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. So at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Joanne Thurman, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Good morning, Sister Joanne.
Good morning,
How are you?
Yes. Can you hear me all right? I'm well, thank
you. A little bit muffled, just a teeny bit.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's a lot better there. Yes, thank you. Yes, that is better.
Okay,
sound like you were underwater before, a little bubbly.
Oh, okay then. I moved the phone.
Okay. God bless you. And thank you for serving, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Okay, this morning, I'm coming to you a little bit different today. Pastor asked me to give a testimony. And after I pondered on it, God gave me what he wanted me to say. Today I'm going to come to you with my testimony. It's called Take Me Back. You can't stay in that forbidden place. But before I go into that, I'm going to open up in prayer. Our most holy and gracious Father God, is once again your humble servant come to you. Father, giving you praise and honor for who you are, holy God of heaven, thanking you, God, because you love us so. Thank you for this morning's rising. Thank you for this service, this opportunity, Father God. Thank you for choosing us for a time such as this. Father God, to spread your word. Father, let everyone that's on and be blessed and favored in your glory, God. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us, Father. Oh, we love you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to play a song because I don't have a singing voice this morning. And then we're going to go into Take Me Back. You can't stay in that forbidden place.
Take
Take me back, my testimony. You can't stay in that forbidden place. There's a revelation in your glory, Lord, and I thank you for it. There's a story to tell. There's something that I've been delivered from. In the last few weeks, even in the weeks of the fast, I've been going through. There's been a struggle, a battle of not faith that's intact, but with who I am, where I'm going, what is my true purpose, how am I going to follow through even in this weakened state of mind, even though I know with all my heart you're here with me, never leaving me, always guiding me, giving me new mercies, so much abundance in love, joy, peace, wisdom, knowledge, and friendship. I'm truly blessed indeed. But there is this struggle, so much at one time coming towards me. I find it overwhelming. Or when your cup overflows, the Bible says in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. The responsibility of such a great task, I'm held accountable for. God says I'm worthy of it because he chose me, a Johannes, when he changed my name from Joanne. This worship is serious. It's on a new level now. There's more power in it for more of his glory and for the benefits to others that I witness to. I'm being blessed with talents, knowledge, time, and provisions. It's all good. But even in the midst of all this, there was a struggle going on. My heart was heavy. I stayed in prayer. I sang so many songs. I spoke his word. I encouraged others. I even tried to encourage myself. But there was something that made me feel inadequate, a lack in the quality or quantity required for the quest ahead. I had a feeling of insignificance, as if something was missing. This season or this time of year now is a little hard on me with my anniversary on February the 2nd. I felt the pain of my first loss of my mother and three people important in my life. Grief is real. It's a prison. I needed someone to hold my hand, but the tears wouldn't come. They stayed inside. So I was carrying a heavy burden. But I'm a prayer warrior. So I prayed for everyone on this line and people I encountered and who called me and all the emergencies. And I did what was expected being on the job of intercession. Glory to God. It was him who carried me. It was him who I called on and I leaned on and confided in and trusted in. I knew he'd see me through this time when my back was against the wall and I felt so all alone. I had him, my Savior and my God. Hallelujah. I couldn't share this with just anybody, because everybody wouldn't understand me. And when I couldn't, I felt so all alone. But God knew what to do. The words came from that song, when my heart was overwhelmed and my eyes are blind to you, and the pain of life is just too heavy to bear, when mountains seem so high and my faith too weak to climb, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I can't look to men for my salvation, Because when I need a Savior, he's here. When I need a friend, hallelujah, Holy Spirit friend is here. I know that you guys love me, but sometimes you don't know what to say or do to help me make it through. Then the second verse of that song says, when my life is hit with fear and I fight to hide the tears and I wrestle in my heart to know what to do, Lord, I'm welling up inside, but I know you hear my cry. Jesus, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. As I went on to think about the goodness of Jesus in my despair, it took me back to the time in my kitchen 44 years ago. After being in church all my life, they're singing Amazing Grace. That's when I met Jesus for real. He entered deep into my heart. The feeling was great, and I think about it now. It's a feeling that I long to savor. It's like a fullness of joy, a complete, perfect satisfaction. I'm covered. Now I thank him for taking me back to the place where I first received him, to where I first believed. I mean truly believed. I was made new. I had to be reminded that his grace is sufficient and his power is made perfect in my weakness from 2 Corinthians 12:9, and it rests on me. I'm glad his glory rests on me, the anointing that destroys the yoke and it sets the captive free. And that's how I feel. I'm back. I'm me. All doubts are settled. The pain's gone. The fear's gone. The weakness gone. The hopelessness gone. He removed it all. He took me back to that sacred place of his love, and I'll thank him forever. Now that I talked to him, I talked it over with the Lord. He heard my faintest cry, and here in his perfectness, I felt safe and secure from all alarm, and that's when he blessed me. He was here all the time, working things out for my good, preparing me for my next assignment, building up my character for his purpose in my life. It's good to go through a season of renewing and restoring and refreshing, being purged and being made whole. It's a beautiful thing, handing your troubles, or should I say concerns, to God. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He'll fix it. He'll solve them. He'll send a word, a message to you to remove all doubts. He's good like that. So now, as I sit in this month of February, Black History Month, I think about a word from the song, We Shall Overcome. That's where I'm at now. We have to believe that we can succeed in dealing with difficult trials and tribulations. We can and shall overcome because we're not defeated. Satan is. His plot and plan crushed down again. We shall overcome the evil one's disturbance. We gain a victory over and against the wiles of the enemy. Our faith is intact. The psalm says, deep in our hearts, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Well, that day is now. We are winners. We outdo, outcast, surpass, excel, triumph over again, gain victory over, prevail over anything that the enemy throws at us, cause the power given us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Am I an overcomer? But you are too. When we walk through the storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid. I thank God for taking me back to the place where I first received him. That's where I found love, true love. We can make it. We shall overcome through Christ that strengthens us. We can't stay there. That's a forbidden place. You've been surrounded and blessed with God's amazing grace. He wouldn't just take you to that place and leave you there after he showered you with his awesome saving care. You're not alone. He's watching you from his throne. He's keeping your mind in perfect peace, keeping you from falling, just to say the least. You're blessed and highly favored when you come and when you go. You've been redeemed now. You're the one who can say so. Keep your head up. Keep your joy up. He's with you everywhere. He won't let you fall. You're in his blessed care. So don't sit there pouting. Don't even try doubting. He won't leave you now. He'll keep you lifted up, show you how to get through this greatest trial. It won't last. He loves you so. So right now, out of that forbidden place, my child, you have to go. We shall overcome because God takes us back, and he took me back out of that forbidden place. And all I want to say is peace and grace. Pastor, back to you.
Amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. So beautiful, so encouraging. Take me back. You can't stay in that forbidden place. Awesome. Amen. I was listening to Maya Angelou on last night, and y'all need to be running together. Amen. The same spirit, the same anointing. Amen. You spoke about a revelation in God's glory. Amen. That there's a story to tell about the struggle, amen, that you had going on. Amen. Needing someone to hold your hand because other people don't know what to say or do to help you make it through. Amen. But you found out, amen, hallelujah, and confirmed that you're covered, you're back, all doubts are settled. Amen. Beautiful. Just awesome. Need to be framed. My God. Hallelujah. Need to be framed. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. Very, 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 very encouraging. As you were speaking, it reminded me of not only Maya Angelou, amen, but Amanda Gorman even. Amen. We haven't heard from her lately, but we know she's in the background doing something. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for the gift, amen, that he has given you, your willingness to share. Amen. And to be a blessing, amen, to the body of Christ and to people at large. Amen. Your creativity is really a message. It's just a poetic message. You're ministering and you're doing ministry with a poetic flavor. It's so enjoyable. It's so enjoyable, so enlightening. I could listen to you all day. All day. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Take me back. You can't stay in that forbidden place. Amen. What an encouragement. Beloved, amen. Know that you can't stay in that forbidden place. And God is ready to take your hand and lead you on. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on.
Yes.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so thank you so very, 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 very much. God bless you.
Yes. You know, Pastor, people don't know the struggle that you're going through. They hear you on the line. And they hear your prayers. They hear, you know, you're talking to them. But they don't know if you're struggling for real. And we do feel for each other. We pray for each other. We think of each other. We meditate on them, and you know, we take them to the throne of grace, even as being prayer warriors and prayer partners. But like I was saying, even being an intercessory prayer person and being charged with the charge that God gave me to keep, we're human and we go through, and the burden that I've been carrying for these last few weeks, even through the fast, has been a heavy one. And even my children didn't understand what this thing that was on me and the struggle through the fast, staying in prayer, and just holding on to my faith. It takes faith to make this thing work. And then when you ask me to put the flair of Black History Month in this, I had to add on. And that's why he gave me overcome. We're overcomers. God is carrying us through, that we will be successful in any and everything we do, because he's carrying us. He will not forsake us. He will not leave us. Yes, we might have to go through some pains and some tears, some misunderstandings, the labor. We might have to have labor pains. But after the labor pain comes the burst, comes the prize, the reward. And it's all the blessing. And it make it rich. It adds no sorrow. Even though you go through that pain to get the baby, but when the baby gets here, it's joy. And I think when I thought about that moment that he entered in, truly, because there's people that sit in church that's 80, 90 years old that have sang and testified and preached and shouted and talked, spoken in tongues. He hasn't let God enter in. And it's very sad. You have to receive God truly. It's good to go to church. It's good to want to get to know him, but you've got to really receive him because he's real. And you've got to get the revelation of knowing God truly for yourself, because playing time is over, because the signs of the times are here. They're right in our face. And we have to know God in the pardons of our sins, because we don't want to hear him say, depart from me. I know you not. Yeah, you sat on the pew. Yeah, you sang on the choir. Yeah, you was head deacon. Yeah, you baptized people. You preached. But you didn't let me in fully. You didn't open up that heart gate and let me come fully in so I could do what I needed to do to make you know that you know for sure. And she said, be very sure if your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. So when these trials and tribulations, when your back is up against the wall and tears are falling down and you're confused and you don't know what to do, which way to turn, and all hell is breaking loose everywhere and all the news is bad, you still have that revelation and that peace and know that God is with you. And you have his promise. And he's holding your hand. He's holding you up. And he's taking you through. You have to know for sure, because this is not a game. So you have to reevaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, Lord, take me back. I need you. I want you. And so if there's anybody on this line that might be confused, if this thing, if you don't know for sure that God is not in you, say, yes, I've said the words. Yes, I've said, God, I received you. But you might not be sure. You might have slipped up even this morning. You might have slipped up last night. You've got to be very sure, because Your family needs you. He needs the word. We have a job. The purpose on our life is very important. Yes, we're going to slip and fall. We're filled with sin. We stink with sin. But God loves us like a raggedy teddy bear. His favorite thing. So much that he came down from heaven to save wretches like us. Because he wanted to be with us. He wants us so close to him. He's mindful of us. Even more so than the angel. Special. So if you're not sure that your anchor is, it might be wavering a little bit. You might have something that you're craving, a lust or something that might be keeping you from his glory. Or you might not even know him. You might be just new on the line. This might be your first encounter to get to know Jesus. This is a time, the opportunity to say, Lord, here I am. I trust you. I want you. I need you right now. Because I'm looking around and I'm seeing that there's no way out of hell on earth. And I need you to purify me, to come into me, cleanse me, cover me. There's no other way out. You're the only way. You're our only hope. Last night on the prayer line, Sister Ernestine, she asked us to pray for hope. He's our only hope, our only help. So if you don't know him in the pardons of your sins, or just repeat, Lord Jesus,
yes,
I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe you came down to save us. I trust you. I want you. Forgive me of my sins. I confess. I repent. Come into my life. Father, I'll go and tell somebody that I receive you. And then now that you receive them, find a church that will teach you more about him. Open up a book that will show you his love and instructions to every issue that you have in life. Open that Bible up. Ask him for wisdom and understanding. Saturate yourself with the knowledge. And now, hallelujah, we're rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. And we'll welcome you into the fold. Thank you, Jesus. We shall glory, hallelujah, for the victory that's won in your life. Yeah. And we're not telling you that it's going to be easy. We're not telling you that things are not going to change. Because when you accept Jesus, Satan cranks that up a little bit more, but we're going to rebuke him because he's defeated once again. Glory, hallelujah. So just follow the instructions.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a church home, you can always come on this line at 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock for prayer service, 9 o'clock Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays for prayer. This Friday in 2 weeks, 9 o'clock for praise party. So you can feed your spirit on this line, and we'll pray for you. We're keeping you in prayer lifted up.
Yeah.
This thing is real. So we're going to say congratulations and welcome.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for anyone that is backslidden. You're forgiven. God forgives over and over. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth forever and ever.
Yeah.
And I'm thanking you, Holy Spirit, for using me as your instrument. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I have an unworthy praise, but I'm not worthy. But God sees something in me that he wants to use for his glory. And I'm humble. And I'm grateful. Because he took me out of that forbidden place, and he took me back to where I first received him and put that joy back in my heart, because I was feeling low just a few weeks ago, but I'm back. Glory, hallelujah.
Mm.
I'm back. And it's all for him. So I thank you, and I thank you, Pastor, for asking me, because I couldn't do it, because God has his own time. And when you preached on testimony on Saturday, it was awesome. It was more instruction. That's one thing I like about Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. It's a ministry of instructions. God gave me that revelation last night. And I'm on Wednesday mornings. I'm in a class. Starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. I just got off of it. We're studying Ephesians. Instructions. Follow the instructions, saints. Follow the word of the Lord. And that's all I got to say. Peace and grace be with you. Glory to God.
Grace, grace and peace be multiplied. God bless you. Amen. Could you just take us straight into the benediction, please?
Oh, most holy and gracious Father God, hallelujah. Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you, God. We're following you. Father, you are doing great and wonderful things in our lives, because you're great and you're wonderful, you're awesome. We shall glory, hallelujah, to your God for choosing us for a time such as this, Father, when so much is going on, Father, and we don't know what to do. We can always put our trust in you. As you, God, you're the healer. You're the deliverer. You're divine in everything that you do. So we give you praise. We shall hallelujah over and over and over again, God. Protection, Father God. And Sister Nancy always says, asking for divine protection, traveling mercies, healing, Father, of the nation, of the country, of the land, Father. You say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, but turn, help us to turn, God, from our wicked ways. We're filled with sin, God, but we repent. Keep us bound up together in unity and in prayer, God, so we can hear from you, that you can heal our land, because we stand in the need of a healing, God. In so many aspects of our life, we need a healing from the Lord. A right now healing, God. Stir the atmosphere up, God, with your glory, with your grace, with those new mercies that you shower down on us each and every morning, and we receive them in your name, God. Show us which way to turn, Father. Keep us on that straight and narrow path that leads to you, God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives, how you're using us. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the words that you're sending us. Open up our hearts that we can receive you, God, in the way that you want us to, Lord. Thank you for each and every person that's on this line. We're asking a special blessing in their lives, God. Father, if they have any issues, any fears, any trials they might be going through, bereavements, God, we're asking you to touch them, Lord. I do believe that Sister Lawson has a funeral today. Father, go with the family, all those that are in bereaved states, Father. You know all about it, God. Nothing catches you by surprise, Father, but through it all, someone be touched with your hand, Father God, to get the will to know you and to know you better is our prayer. Touch our nation, Father, and those that are running the countries and their hearts are wicked, Father God. Touch their minds and change them, as only you can do, Father God. And, Father God, we won't forget to give you the glory and the honor that's due you, Lord Jesus. All the praises are due you, God, because you're worthy, O holy God of heaven. And we thank you, God, for everything that our eyes have heard, and our hearts are just filled with your joy. Hallelujah. And that's our strength. And Satan can't touch it. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. We're covered, coming in and going out. So we thank you once again, God. We're asking you to accept this prayer, because it's in your matchless name that we give you, God. No one can compare to you, Jesus. We thank you for loving us first and loving us best, Father God. Satan, we crush your head. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. You, Jesus Christ, is King of kings and Lord of lords forever. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace both now and forevermore. And God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Peace and grace be with you all. Glory to God.